This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. An image that caused a public discussion in Boston as it was being installed is now coming down. You might have seen it. It's pasted on the glass of the 200 Clarendon Street skyscraper, known as the former John Hancock Tower. Many questioned what it was and what it meant when it was being installed. The image of a man standing on a dock became a temporary addition to the Boston skyline and visible to drivers on the Mass Turnpike. The building's owner says the art installation will be taken down through the rest of the week, weather permitting. As WBUR's Kainat Khan reports, it left an impression on some Bostonians she spoke with today in the tower's shadow.
The dude standing there in swim trunks, which is kind of weird. I would have expected something more like a suit for the Hancock building, but it's kind of cool.
Rob Goldman grew up in the Boston area, and he never thought his button-down hometown would put a monumental photo mural on the side of one of its most iconic buildings. The 150-foot by 86-foot image of a man standing on a floating dock and staring into the distance has adorned the former Hancock Tower since September. Goldman, who was living in New York until recently, saw it for the first time today.
And I guess especially coming from New York, it was like, oh, that seems more like New York than Boston. That's kind of strange. But Boston, you want to do some cool art? I think that's cool.
The mysterious but world-famous street artist J.R. is behind the artwork. He is known for creating large photo murals that are specific to the city he's working in. Independent curator Pedro Alonso has worked with JR and got him on board the 200 Clarendon Street project.
This is his most poetic work to date. And in this case, JR saw something that I had never seen, which he looked at the tower and that signature blue glass and saw a body of water.
Alonso says the unassuming man in the swim trunks standing afloat a body of water makes for a personal viewing experience. And it was for Elizabeth Waters, who works next door in Copley Place.
It reminds me of when I was a kid going out to the lake and the little, the diving platforms that they would have. I like the way that it changes according to the weather and it's like a little spot of surrealism, I guess, in my day. So it's nice to see.
There have been several eye-catching art installations in Boston, including Janet Echelman's aerial sculpture over the Rose Kennedy Greenway and the changing murals on the Greenway Wall in Dewey Square. Alonzo, the curator, says Boston is becoming a hotbed for temporary public art.
There are multiple forms of expression, and that's what we want to see, a variety, a real ecosystem developed to support public art in the city.
For Sam Sim, taking a break from his job on Mass Ave, he's glad to have something to look up at.
Any kind of art is necessary, I think, you know. It breaks up the monotony of the everyday, you know. So it's refreshing to see something, like, unique, you know, or different.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kainat Khan.